Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And get one free at Tyre Power. Mourn Team Kia at Cheltenham and Mount Barker for all your class-leading Kia vehicles and servicing.
Breakfast with Mark Bickley and Jared Walsh.
Let's go! 4 minutes to seven on SENSA Breakfast. Good morning to you. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse for great savings every day. Bix, we have to do this. We don't like doing it, but we need to find out what's happening around the AFL in regards to injuries. DBH Lawyers, legal services for all South Australians. If you've been injured and it's not your fault, just contact them, dbh.com.au, the most local and high-profile injury. It's Tom Duday over the weekend, which is a really sad one.
Yeah, he's going to miss the remainder of the 2023 season after rupturing the anterior cruciate ligament in his right knee. He's part of the club's leadership group. He suffered the injury in a contest in the first quarter of the loss to Gold Coast in Darwin and was subbed out of the game. He returned to Adelaide on Sunday, where he had scans which revealed the extent of the injury. He will consult the club's medical and high-performance team in the coming days ahead of surgery. It looked ominous when it happened, when they showed the behind vision. You didn't really see it on the side-on vision where it was happening. When they showed a different angle, it just looked like it popped. It was a sort of shearing action. He was just out bodied by Levi Casbolt. And then when they start doing those tests where they testing the stability around the knee, you know they're testing for that anterior cruciate. The minute he was subbed out and iced up, that was never looking good for Tom.
It's a really challenging time for him in his career too, because he's young, so he's got a lot of football left ahead of him. But at this point, he hasn't signed a contract to the Crows. He hasn't recommitted to them. There's been discussion whether he'll head back to Victoria This changes a few things now in regards to financially how much money he probably could get, because he needs to find a home, whether this works in the favour of Adelaide and they show faith and offer to sign him now, or whether Adelaide have started to think life without Tom Duday prior to this incident. So there's a lot to consider.
Yeah, it is. And you feel for Tom, because when you get to that free agency period, you're 25, 26 years of age or 27, that next contract you sign, because you're a free agent and people don't have to trade for you, you're literally free, except for, you just have to, people have to stump up the cash and find that for you. But generally what you're looking at is a long-term deal, 4 to 5 years. It's generally big money because you are a free agent, you're experienced, you're a ready-made player. That's the contract that really sets you up in life. Mm. And now for him to be in the middle of negotiating that, now the question mark is, how badly will a club want him? And are they prepared to say, well, he's going to have a knee recon, he won't be available till the second half of next year, but if we're signing a five-year deal and he's only missing the first 11 games, is that such a big deal? But the question mark is, will he be able to come back the same? There's a lot more question marks, but potentially now when you have that sort of long-term injury. Having said that, he had his left knee reconstructed a number of years ago, 3 years ago I think it was, and he's come back bigger and better than ever. So there's less stigma now about returning from a knee reconstruction than perhaps what there was 5 or 6 or 7 years ago.
I think so. The other comparison is with Mitch Georgiadis at Port Adelaide going through similar things at the moment. So, look, it doesn't make any difference what sort of person you are, but Tom's such a great human being.
Yeah, the other
potential, you never want to see bad stuff happen to him.
The thing you might be able to do is he could sign for Adelaide for another 2 years, say, and then at the end of that, he'll still be a free agent because he's been with the one club for a period of time. Just means he's 28 instead of 26.
As we did mention, if you've been injured and it's not your fault, contact DBH Lawyers, dbh.com.au. It is just on 7 o'clock. We still have plenty of guests to join us on the show this morning. So after the news, we'll find out the top five things we learned from the weekend. Adam Peacock will tell us everything about the World Game. Sam Edmund will join us too to, again, break down what's happened with Jordan Dugowie. Every week goes by, we talk about the tribunal. And it's just not going to go away.
Not much doubt on this one.
No, absolutely agree. It's SENSA.